Flames get away with one last night. They win by a score of 5-3, but they were outplayed in the second period. They were outshot. Is that a good team finding a way to win, or were they maybe fortunate to get away with one?
Well, I watched it closely. I thought the goaltending was fantastic, but I think he's one of your players. I remember Harry Sinden used to tell me he hated how the skaters would go congratulate a goalie after a win. He said that's his job, and we all contributed, so why are we all patting him on the pads? It used to drive him nuts. And so he's one of the guys you address. He was picked to start. You expect him to deliver a win here and there, but I thought he was brilliant last night. I thought he was just outstanding.
Well, Rhett, you've talked about that too, where at the end of a game where maybe you don't play that well, it's, well, the goalie stole him one. Well, yeah, that's his job, is to be in there on
what he's there for.
Yeah. And Riddick, now in this one, what did you make of the Colorado Avalanche? Because they've lost 8 of 9, but yet that top line is so dominant.
Yeah, they could have easily had 5 or 6 goals last night, I thought. But I thought that they got frustrated. You could see it on the bench with McKinnon. He was banging his stick and throwing water bottles and yelling at the coach. And you can tell that they're getting frustrated now with the slump they're in. But you're right. There's still that big line. That was the battle of the big lines last night, and Calgary clearly won it. But those guys are impressive. I said on TV last night, I think they're the best first line in hockey just because of the components they have. You got the McKinnon, so explosive, almost like McDavid. Rantanen is just a pure sniper. And the third guy, Landeskog, he's on pace for 40 himself, but the supporting role he plays, getting them the puck and recovering pucks and doing a lot of the heavy lifting. I mean, they're very dynamic.
Are you okay with that emotion on the bench by McKinnon?
Well, I don't know what he said. I don't think there are things you're never entitled to say to a coach, mm-hmm. even in the heat of battle. And I don't know what he said. Certainly the announcers on Sportsnet felt at one point he said, just do your job. Mm-hmm. And that's crossing the line for me, but I don't mind the emotion. It's the kid who wants to win.
As a GM, when you see that, do you go down and try to mend that fence, or do you let the two guys figure it out themselves?
A little of both. I'd ask the coach first what the player said, and then I'd say, okay, you gotta fix that. How are you going to fix it? And then I'd probably take the player aside and say, look, you're a captain or an alternate captain. Certain things cannot be said on the bench. It's like being married. There's certain things you cannot say to your wife that you can then take back. You know, like you cross the line when you say certain things. You can't mend that fence then. So to me, it's there's certain things you're allowed to say and certain things you're not. So it's pretty hard to put it back on the rails if you cross that line with the coach.